Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Arlington Park, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and Gene McLean, the grand domo of all things relating to the Louisville Thoroughbred Society and to the Press Box. And Mr. McLean, even though we are here in September, the sales get ready to start and everything, but before that, a big weekend of racing.
Yeah, Buzzy, you know, we've now been able to kind of plot the schedule out pretty good over the course of the year. And, of course, when you get to September, you mentioned the horse sales at Keeneland. The September yearling sales are kind of a linchpin for all of the world's greatest buyers to come into Central Kentucky and not only spend their money, but look at some of the greatest horse flesh that will show up in a couple of years from now in some of these major classics. But Kentucky Downs is now dotted the schedule in a nice spot in September with grass racing, the European-styled course, and, of course, some of the greatest purses in the country. And if you just look at the jockeys that have been that are riding at Kentucky Downs this meet, it's just, you know, goes to show and proof positive that this is one of the premier meets, not only in Kentucky but the world.
Okay, so big stakes day on Saturday, five stakes races. Let's go ahead for our purposes today and take a look at the graded stakes races, and we will start with the seventh, the Run Happy Kentucky Downs Turf Sprint, a Grade 3, winning your end prep for the Breeders' Cup Sprint.
Yeah, this is a 6-furlong race, Buzzy, and a lot of times the sprint races at Kentucky Downs, with the way it's configured, are really 6.5. But this is a 6-furlong race, and it's got really an outstanding field. I'm going outside with the number 8 horse, Leinster, trained by Rusty Arnold. Rusty hadn't had a winner yet at Kentucky Downs, 0-4, hadn't hit the board yet, but coming off really two great meets, having an outstanding year, did well up at Saratoga. This is a horse that has been on the turf 4 times and has won 3 of them. Won a 5.5-furlong race at Saratoga on August the 3rd. Comes from off the pace, but this son of Majestic Warrior is really in good form right now, Buzzy. And I really like number 8, Leinster, to be the horse to beat in this particular race.
Okay, so from the Run Happy Kentucky Downs Turf Sprint, let's go to the 8th, the Three Chimneys Ladies Turf. It's also a Grade 3.
Yeah, this and this race as well, Buzzy. They're going a mile on the obviously on the grass. All the races at Kentucky Downs are on the grass, and really you've got horses coming from all over the country. Neil Drysdale shipping a horse in that ran at Santa Anita and then ran in the Modesty up at Arlington Park mid July. This horse I really like, named Simply Breathless. This horse started the career over in Great Britain. Was able to do pretty good over there, won a race at Ascot in September of 2018, off from then until this spring, and has raced 3 times this year for Neil Drysdale, has won 2 of them. Ran 3rd in the Modesty, but had a little bit of traffic issues in the late going there. Gets Florent Giroux up, and I really like Simply Breathless, shipping in for really an outstanding trainer in Neil Drysdale in this race, Buzzy. This race is really going to be a test, though. There's a horse named Storm the Hill that Phil D'Amato is shipping in after running in the Grade 2 Yellow Ribbon. Lost that race going a mile of 16th by a nose to Beau Recall. And Beau Recall is a horse that has just been outstanding all year long. So Storm the Hill is a horse that I like, along with Neil Drysdale's horse, Simply Breathless. I wouldn't be able to separate them much with a suture knife, but I do think that both of those have big shots in this race, Buzzy.
Okay, so then we go on to the 9th now, the Spendthrift Farm Turf Sprint Grade 3.
Yeah, this is for the fillies and mares. Going 6.5, like I mentioned before. This is more traditionally the distance for their sprint races at Kentucky Downs. You know, wide open race, Buzzy. I mean, you've got a lot of really talented horses that are really kind of up in their game here in the fall, trying to decipher whether or not they have the potential to move on to the Breeders' Cup this fall at Santa Anita. There's a couple of horses that kind of pique my interest that are at some decent odds. One of the horses is the number four, A Little Bit Me, trained by Richard Baltus. This horse has been on the West Coast for her entire lifespan. She's run 24 times on the turf, has a 5-3-6 record, but in the distance, she has 2 wins, 2 seconds, and a third in 7 lifetime starts, 2 wins this year. Richard Baltus won a big race at Kentucky Downs last year. He shipped in, won a big race, and he's always kind of sneaky good, this trainer from California. Gets Joe Bravo to ride, and I really think Bravo is one of the better grass riders in our country right now. You know, he's got some experience. He's got some experience there. But the horse I really think to beat is Morticia. Morticia is a horse that we've seen quite often, Buzzy, at Keeneland, at Churchill Downs. Went up to Saratoga, ran twice, ran third once, ran fourth once. But I think that she might be sitting on a big one, along with a horse to her outside named Cool Beans. So wide open race, but I'm going to kind of focus on Morticia, trained by Rusty Arnold. I think that she's going to be awfully tough in this spot, along with Richard Baltus's horse shipping in from the West Coast. Buzzy, A Little Bit Me at 10-1 in the morning line.
And finally, let's go to race 10 now, the Calumet Farm Kentucky Turf Cup. It's a grade 3.
Yeah, Buzzy, this is a mile and a half over the hills and dales of Kentucky Downs. I say it's the only European-styled course in America. It is non-traditional. It's not flat. It's got hills. It's got some dips. It's got some curves. And it's a little non-traditional. And you've got to have a horse, I really think, that has proven to be good over this course in the past, especially when you get to these older horses. And really, I think you can probably see or expect maybe an upset in this race today, Buzzy, in this mile-and-a-half endurance test. There's a couple of horses that I really think are quite interesting. One is Blended Citizen, the 3-horse, 15-1 in the morning line. Aaron Greider has been working on the TV crew there at Kentucky Downs. This meet is going to go from Mike to bike, meaning he's going to be in the saddle. This horse hadn't hit the board this year, Buzzy, but really I loved this horse last year as a 3-year-old. Thought he really had some potential to show up in the classics. He ran in the bluegrass, ran 5th, but since he's moved to the grass, he's run 7 times. He's got a win, but I really think that this horse might kind of pop up at a big price. The horse that probably piques my interest from the older generation, as you know, Buzzy, I now have to carry my AARP card along with most of my horses. But Bigger Pitcher is 8-1. Bigger Pitcher ran 4th in the United Nations Grade 1 race last time out. That was in June. Before that, he won the Elkhorn, the Grade 2 race there at Keeneland. So Bigger Pitcher, I really like. He's got the experience, obviously, and nothing's really going to bother him. He raced in this race and ran 2nd to Arklo last year, and Arklo is back and has done great things this year for trainer Brad Cox. Been out 4 times, 2 seconds and a third. He hadn't got that win, but he's been right there in a Grade 1 and 2 Grade 2s. Horse to beat, Arklo, is going to be the one to beat, Buzzy, but I'm going to take a shot with Bigger Pitcher and the 4-year-old now, Blended Citizen, 15-1. Nice odds.
Sounds like a nice odd. All right, so you can get Gene's selections for the entire Stakes Day card. All those selections, you can get them at the press box, LTS.com, and updates next week and all throughout the Keeneland September sale. You can find it all at the PressBoxLTS.com. And the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, hope you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you, my friend.
Looking forward to seeing you soon, my friend. We're going to dip our toes in the waters of Kentucky Lake before they turn chilly cold. But I look forward to seeing you soon. And thanks, as always, Buzzy, for being right there with us here at the Press Box. You're a trooper and one of the best people I've ever known in my life. I really appreciate it, my friend.
You're a good man. I appreciate you, pal. Have a good week.
You too, my friend.